It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Cheryl Thane. She's the director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. We got a couple of big events coming up. It's always fun when Cheryl comes in because it means there's always something going on. Cheryl, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave, and thanks, KOAL, for having us and supporting us the way you guys do. It's awesome. Thank you.
Sounds like you've got a busy July, end of July, 1st of August, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of things coming up, but we're really excited about it.
Let's start with this weekend coming up, July 27th.
Yeah,
it's big the 5K happenings. For International Days.
Yeah, big happenings with International Days coming up. So United Way actually has a 5K that will be Saturday morning on July 27th. So that's coming right up. You can register right now online at carbonrec.com. It's $15 to register. And if you register before Wednesday, you get a free T-shirt.
So get out there and get it done now.
Right, right.
Before the 23rd.
Perfect. And then show up Saturday morning by 7:30. If you haven't registered online, you can register there. It's on 3rd East and 5th North, right there at the dorms across the street from the wave pool.
Okay.
That makes sense. And you can sign up there, and then they'll send you out on the run. It heads up towards 8th North and out that way. So it's a really, really fun run. It's good for families. It's good for everybody. So show up on Saturday at 7:30.
And there you go. But if you want the T-shirt, you got to register by the 23rd.
Right. Right.
So $15 online,
yes.
You can do it.
Yep.
Can you go out there and do it too, or you have
yeah,
to do
you
it
can,
online?
Yeah, you can register online if you want the T-shirt. You won't get a T-shirt if you register at the event.
Oh, no, I mean if you go out to Carbon Rec.
They didn't tell me that, but I'd do it.
Okay, there you go. But as long as you get it done by the 23rd, you're
exactly.
going to get a T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so that's a lot that's, you know... And it seems like everybody does these 5Ks, and they're a lot of fun.
They really are.
You get such a big turnout for a 5K.
Yeah, well, we're hoping for a big one this year, a big turnout. So, and it is. It's a lot of fun.
You know, and you know, it starts at what time?
7:30 in the morning. Be there to register. The run will actually start off at 8.
7:30 starts at 8 o'clock. That is plenty of time to make it to the parade still.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you can even get breakfast afterwards.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. What
yeah.
more could you ask for? So that's this weekend coming up, but then on August 7th, something you guys are kind of excited about, you're moving into some new digs.
Yeah, we got moved into a new location. We're very excited about it and very grateful to the city, the mayor, and the council who helped us be able to do this. So we're really excited about our new place, and we want to share it with everybody.
Okay, and that is going to be on August 7th?
Mm-hmm, Wednesday, August 7th.
From 2 to 5 p.m.
From 2 to 5.
And you're going to have all kinds of fun stuff
oh,
going
yeah.
on.
So we're going to be serving hot dogs, and we'll have free drinks and some popsicles for the kids. We're also going to be doing a bicycle safety rodeo for the kids. So bring your bike, make sure you bring your helmet. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's going to be on August 7th from 2 to 5, 81 North, 200 East. So
right.
kind of give people an idea of where that...
Right. So if you drive into the back of the museum, that's where the rodeo will be taking place in the parking lot right there. And so where the fire department is, we have the other half of the building.
Oh, perfect. So
yeah.
head on down there and, you know, check them out and see what the United Way... You would be surprised... it always seems like every time Cheryl and I talk, it just surprises me on everything that the United Way does.
Right. So we want folks to come down and see all the shoes we have in inventory for our Souls to Souls program. Just see all the stuff that happens in the United Way office. We're really excited about that. We have one more request, too. We always try to support someone else, some other giving organization when we do something. So this time we'd like to support the Southeastern Utah Health District and our little tiniest community members. So if you do come to the grand opening, bring a package of diapers, any size, and maybe a thing of wipes. And then we can collect those for the health department and they can give those away.
What a great idea. And you know what? Go on out there. Support the United Way. See what they do. See everything that they do for this community because it is a lot. You would be surprised everything that United Way does. So let's do a quick rundown again. July 27th, that's this Saturday.
Right.
The 5K, $15 to register online at
mm-hmm.
carbonrec.gov.
Yes. .com.
Carbonrec.com. Do it by the 23rd and you get the T-shirt. The race starts at 8 o'clock, but they're doing pre-registration
right.
about 7:30.
Yeah.
The dorm's right across the street from
the
wave pool.
Yeah.
And the race, like I said, starts at 8 o'clock. You get plenty of time. You can have breakfast when you're done and then head down to the parade. And then, of course, the big one, August 7th, go and check out the grand opening of the new United Way offices. They're at 81 North 200 East. It goes from 2 to 5.
Right.
They're going to have a bike rodeo, free hot dogs. And you know what? When you're headed down there, bring some diapers, bring some wipes, and let's help out the health department and get those taken care of for them.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl, for coming in. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.